This is the CRI News. I'm Abhijan Barua. Authorities in Xinjiang have released details about a deadly attack in the region this week. Local officials in Shanshan County near the city of Turpan say a total of 24 people are dead in what's been described as a terrorist attack. The incident took place on Wednesday morning and local police say rioters attacked local police stations as well as a government building and a construction site. Police were eventually reportedly forced to shoot and kill 11 people. Four of the rioters are in custody as well. It remains unclear so far as to what sparked the unrest in the first place. Authorities in Papua New Guinea have provided an update into the investigation of the murder of four Chinese nationals in the capital, Port Moresby. Police there have confirmed no arrests have been made yet, but a dozen people have been detained for questioning in connection with the killings. Eight out of the 12 being questioned are employees of the bakery where the murders took place. The Chinese and South Korean governments have issued a new call for the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. The statements come following a meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and South Korean President Park Geun-hye here in Beijing. Xi Jinping also notes that the Chinese government is trying to coordinate a restart of the six-party talks with North Korea. For her part, Park Geun-hye says South Korea is committed to resolving the situation diplomatically. Park is on her first state visit here to China, and she's been accompanied by over 70 South Korean business leaders. A former official embroiled in a sex video scandal has been sentenced to 13 years in jail for bribery in southwest China's Chongqing municipality. The 55-year-old was found to have appeared in a sex video that was posted online in November. The former secretary of Chongqing's Beibei District Committee of the Communist Party of China was also fined 300,000 yuan. He said he will consider whether or not to appeal the decision. China's central bank chief says it will continue to implement prudent monetary policies. However, Zhou Xiaochuan also says preemptive adjustments and fine-tuning will be conducted in an appropriate way when necessary. He says the bank will work with other departments to guide financial institutions to maintain reasonable lending levels. Multiple tools will also be used to adjust the liquidity as well as keep the market stable overall. It's being reported that the US Central Intelligence Agency has started sending weapons to Jordan to try to arm small groups of Syrian rebels. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the CIA is due to begin sending light arms and anti-tank missiles to Jordan within 3 weeks. US President Barack Obama authorized the shipment to the Syrian rebels earlier this month. This comes after Washington concluded that the Syrian government had used chemical weapons against the rebels. South African authorities say that former President Nelson Mandela's health has improved overnight, however he still remains critical. The comment comes after current President Jacob Zuma visited Mandela on Thursday and said that the 94-year-old is much better than the previous day. All-night prayer vigils for Mandela are being held outside his former home in Soweto as well. The South African government, however, says it's still moving forward with plans for a grand celebration to mark Mandela's 95th birthday, which falls on the 18th of July. Police in Chile have arrested 122 people after some secondary schools were taken over by their students. Many arrested are said to be teenagers. The schools are due to be used as polling stations on Sunday when the country chooses the presidential candidates for the election in November. Police clashed with students in the capital, Santiago, on Wednesday night after a national protest which was part of a two-year campaign calling for education reforms. The country's powerful student movement has staged major demonstrations over the past 2 years demanding free and improved education. And finally, a senior official from the Federal Reserve says US monetary policy will remain dependent on the developments of economic growth, unemployment as well as inflation. The current large-scale bond purchasing program will also continue for some time. Markets have been rattled after Chairman Ben Bernanke last week indicated that the Fed would start scaling back on its support for the economy. A recent survey shows a sharp rise in mortgage rates this week following that. Fed officials are now trying to calm investors by emphasizing that bond purchases will not halt until the economy strengthens. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Abhijan Barua in Beijing.